Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
I've always been kind of scared of Facebook advertising at the beginning. I think everybody probably is. You're having to trust Facebook, and are they really showing this to people, or are they just taking my money? And at one point in time, you really have to just take a leap of faith and trust that they do have an interest in your success.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. How's it going, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode where I've got local business owner David Brandt. He owns a local brick and mortar business called Sips and Splatters. I'm going to let him explain to you what that is here in just a second. David joins me to share how he's growing his four location business with Facebook ads. Now, this is part two of our mini series here in the podcast, all about how local businesses can be using Facebook ads to grow your business. And David's actually one of my students. He's one of my FB Advantage students. And what I love about him is he's a self-proclaimed non-techie person, but he's never afraid to spend a little money and test things out. And he's always willing to continue testing things out until he finds what works. I love that about him. So we're going to get into a whole bunch of different things today. Now, as I mentioned in the last episode, even though this is a mini series and this particular episode is about how a local business owner uses Facebook ads to grow his business, even if you're not a local business owner, that doesn't mean to hit the stop button on this episode or even in this mini series, because the strategies and tactics and everything we talk about here on this episode and in this mini series for local businesses, if you have an online business, it pertains to you as well. It's going to be very relevant to you as well. So don't go hitting that stop button right now. In the episode today with David, we get into how the change in Facebook's algorithm a couple of years ago significantly affected his business and forced David to come up with alternative ways to market his business. Now, when I say the change in Facebook's algorithm a couple of years ago, remember that it used to be that 50 or 60% of your Facebook fans saw the content that you posted to your Facebook page. Now that's like around 2%. Well, we get into how that change in the algorithm really affected David's business and what he did instead to market his business on Facebook. We talk about how David uses simple images of his business to quickly and easily create Facebook video ads, why knowing who your exact target audience is and what they're interested in is so critical as a business owner, and especially when you're running Facebook ads to grow your business. How David got over 200,000 video views for a 59-second video that he shot on his iPhone, very, very simply. Why having word captions in your video and your video ads is critical to getting people to engage with your videos. We actually talk about that a lot here on the podcast in general. And then finally, how David made over $4,000 in revenue on a $300 Facebook ad spend using a strategy that most any local business can use. Before we jump into it, though, if you are a local business owner, I want to invite you to a brand new live online training that I'm doing all about how brick and mortar business owners can use Facebook ads to grow your business. I'm going to be doing three live trainings starting on Wednesday, July 27th. I'm going to do two on Wednesday, the 27th, and then one on Thursday, the 28th. So if you'd like to register for one of these free live trainings, or heck, all three of them, if you'd like to, go over to rickmulready.com/local training. Again, that's rickmulready.com/local training. And you can sign up for a day and time there that works best for you. Or you can register by texting local training. That's one word, local training, to 44222. We'll send you a registration form when you text in local training to 44222. Love doing those online trainings. Really looking forward to having you on a day and time that works best for you. All right, let's go hang out with David. David, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. How's it going, man?
Good. How you doing, Rick? Great to be here.
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for coming on here. Really excited to have you on the show today because you're doing some really cool stuff for your local business. So let's start right there. Tell us a little bit about you and the types of business that you, or the type of business, I should say. I want to say types because you have a few different locations for your business. Tell us what type of business that you're in.
It's a unique business. It's called Sips and Splatters Art Parties. And most of the gals out there will know what this is. But we have about a 98% female customer base. And people bring their own drinks and snacks, and it could be anything. Soda, wine, anything like that. And they when they come, they get a pre-drawn canvas. And this is for non-artists, okay? This is a beginner-friendly painting party. It's not a class.
Okay.
And people come and they listen to, you know, upbeat music that's at a party kind of volume. And they come in and they sit and they spend 3 hours painting and having fun with their friends and family. And, you know, I was working as a, I'll give you just a quick overview here. I was working as a sales manager in corporate America about 6 years ago. And I started this part-time business in my loft, and I had an art party for some high school friends, and they had a blast. So other people wanted to have parties, and so on my days off, I was having these art parties in my apartment. I met my current wife now, Chris, who she came to one of my parties, and we've been inseparable ever since.
Oh,
and,
really?
I've been married a couple years, and she's the president of the company and kind of runs everything. And but when we were in the loft, we'd saved about $10,000 in cash, and we said, hey, we got a business here. So we opened our first brick and mortar retail shop, and then about 10 months later, we opened our second one, which was about 30 miles away. And now we have four retail brick and mortar locations, and we also just acquired what they call an FDD. It's a franchise disclosure document, and that allows us to sell franchises coast to coast.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome.
So we're getting ready for a national expansion in that realm. And then I also have recently created an internet version called DIY Art Party, and we're going to be selling online courses.
And the course is going to teach what exactly?
Basically, how to do what we do at home on a smaller scale, where you could have, you know, your wife, for instance, could have some of her friends and family over. And, you know, the course comes with recipes and videos with a chef that shows you how to make gourmet appetizers. And then we have the HD videos that teach the painting portion. And we have wine pairing videos from owners of a wine school, and it's really, really a neat course. And my wife and I travel a lot, so every time we travel, we create a mini course. We were just, when we went out to see you, we spent the rest of the week in wine country, Temecula, yeah. And we created a mini course where we did three modules of Chris and I painting and talking, and they were wine-themed paintings, and we were right there in the vineyard. We've painted in Mexico, and it's really a neat, neat thing, and I think it's going to go over real well.
That's awesome. So you're teaching people how to do their own art party at home. or wherever they want to. Gotcha. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Where are the four locations that you have currently right now?
We are in the Midwest. I say Illinois, everybody thinks Chicago. Chicago is nowhere near where we are. We're actually right across the river from St. Louis, Missouri, and Belleville, Illinois is where we originate. The second location was Maryville, Illinois, which is about 30 miles away. And the third location is actually a kids and family version called Splattermania, and it is in Belleville also. And then we have a private party loft where we do private parties, and that's a separate location also.
Very cool. Very cool. And I know that you've been running some Facebook ads recently, and that's really what I want to dive into here with you today. Before we get into that and what you've been doing with Facebook ads, how are you marketing these locations prior to doing Facebook ads? Or were you doing any kind of marketing for the businesses?
Yeah, we were, and we were actually pretty good at it. Back in the day, if you remember, when you posted something on your fan page, 60% of your fan base would
people
see
it. Yeah, sure.
They were the good old days, right?
Yeah.
But we built a great following, and we have over 35,000 Facebook fans locally, and we're the second largest Facebook page in our area, which really doesn't mean much anymore, but back then it did. And so we were really, really active on our Facebook page, and we post photographs because we're a very visual business. We post photographs of all of our parties, and people just devoured those posts and shared and liked and all that stuff. But then was it a couple summers ago that they changed the algorithm, mm-hmm. and suddenly only 4% of the people were seeing our post, which to me is like zero. My wife said, hey, Dave, that our sales are kind of dropping here. What's going on? And I said, I don't know. It was really scary. And so I dug into it and found out that, yeah, they changed everything. And if you want to play, you got to pay. So
you notice a direct correlation in sales dropping to the algorithm, to the fact that fewer people on your Facebook page were organically seeing your content.
100%
wow.
Noticeable. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we were worried. Yeah.
Okay. So what did you do? So that was your primary way of marketing, was posting content on your page, and your fans were seeing that content. Were you doing anything else? Any other form of marketing? Any kind of local marketing or anything like that?
We were doing some grassroots things. We were doing all kinds of wedding shows where you go to the convention center and there's all the brides to be are coming around, and those were really good. Mm-hmm. And we were doing things like that. We were hosting parties at big wineries, and that was good. So yeah, we were doing some local grassroots type things.
Okay, and so that was working for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that, in conjunction with posting on your Facebook page, that was doing really well for you. That was bringing in a lot of business. At that time, how many locations did you have at that time? When you noticed, you know, when you started to notice the change in the organic reach on your Facebook page?
We had two locations, and the two locations are our bread and butter. You know, those are our main locations.
Sure.
And it just all of a sudden our sales just started falling flat.
Okay, so what did you do at that point? You noticed what was going on, here, and then how did you kind of shift gears?
I kind of stumbled upon James Wedmore online, and I started studying video, mm-hmm. that I was going to utilize for Facebook for my posting. But then when they weren't showing any of my posts, I was like, okay, now what am I going to do? Nobody's going to see my videos. So I ran across your course. It was called FB Ads for Newbies. Mm-hmm. And it was real basic, and I purchased that. And that gave me sort of like the courage to, you know, to create my first ad. And the very first ad I created was a like page ad, which that was my mindset, you know,
get more likes.
But shortly after I realized that wasn't going to do a whole lot, I started doing post engagement ads where, like I said, we photographed all of our parties, and then I would turn those photographs into like an album, and then we would create an ad, a post engagement ad. And those did really well. We weren't tracking anything or tracking any sales. We couldn't do anything like that at that point. But But we did those for a long time, and those served us pretty well.
What was the goal? So you were posting it on these pictures on your page, then turning those images into to engagement ads. Mm-hmm. Number one is, were you targeting the rest of your Facebook fans with that? And then number two, what was the goal of you running those ads? Just to simply get more people to see the ads? What was the goal there?
Yeah, it was kind of like having a TV commercial, sort of. You know, you throw that out there and you just stay in front of people and you're top of mind. I guess that's where we were going. That was the only thing I really understood at that point, to be honest with you.
So you weren't of the thinking, okay, I'm going to do this with a direct ROI in mind. You were just looking to get more people to see the content because there had been that change in the algorithm and less people, you know, fewer people were seeing your content. Am I accurate there?
That's 100% accurate. I didn't know that you could even follow an ROI and get an ROI out of a Facebook ad. I knew nothing about that. So
did you, just by doing that, did you notice, because, you know, the posting on your page prior to the algorithm change, when more people were seeing it organically, and that was really driving a lot of business for you, when you started doing this, did you notice, you know, a sort of an uptick in business again, or did you not notice it
immediately? Really? Yeah, immediate spike. Yeah, it wasn't dramatic, but we were back to where we were before. So in other words, we were doing the same thing we were doing before, but now we were paying for it. So,
okay, do you remember how much, you know, roughly how much money you were spending on your ads at that time?
Not that much. I mean, I $5 a day, okay. You know, $10 a day if I really was, really trying to get out there, but not that much.
Okay. And then how many fans on your page did you have at that time? Do you remember?
A good portion, you know, probably over 20,000.
Okay.
At so that point.
Pretty significant number.
Yeah.
So you started to see the power of Facebook ads at that point. Now kind of take us through that evolution. Now you were doing the engagement ads on there. What you saw the success that it was driving business. Where do you take things from there?
Well, I've always been kind of scared of Facebook advertising at the beginning. I think everybody probably is. You're having to trust Facebook, and are they really showing this to people, or are they just taking my money? And you know, at one point in time, you really have to just take a leap of faith and trust that they are. They do have an interest in your success. So that's when I said, okay, I'm just gonna do this without fear. A new video was the coming thing, and I've been reading about it for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So what I did after that is I courageously created a collage. I don't know what they call them, Rick, but where you put 5 to 7 photos, uh-huh, and then Facebook makes a video out of it.
Yep. Yep.
So I did that, and that's officially a video. All right. It's the easiest thing that anybody could do. You just take 5 to 7 photos of your business or whatever you want to put out there, and Facebook turns it into a video ad. It's really simple, and that was the next step that we took.
So okay, so you put that together, and then again, what was the goal of that campaign? And were you targeting simply your Facebook fans, or did you start to target other people?
We've been targeting both Facebook fans and also the community around us. You know, all the different towns, and you can target as much as you want. But sure. But again, we were just, it was like a TV commercial. We're just throwing it out there.
Okay. So with it was more of an awareness play. You weren't tying it directly to some sort of ROI. Now, when you're targeting geographically, you're targeting your fans, and then you're also targeting geographically, you know, into your local communities there. Are you targeting, since women you mentioned are your primary target audience, were you targeting specifically women between a certain age range in that geography, or were you simply just targeting, or how were you targeting that geographically?
Well, we know our customers pretty well, so we know they're female, 23 to 53, roughly.
Okay,
that's the whole spectrum. That's not the big chunk, but that's our customer base. And then also we say, okay, we want women of this age that like wine, that like certain things. Our customers like to watch the Cooking Channel. They like to watch HGTV. Mm. There's all these different things that, you know, I know my customers, so I can I can kind of go out there and target some extra things so that it gets in the right in front of the right people.
Gotcha. I'm really glad you bring that up because you know that's something that I see with so many different entrepreneurs and small business owners, whether they're local businesses, you know, brick and mortar business owners, or people who have online businesses, is that they don't have a clear understanding of who their exact target audience is. And if you want to run successful Facebook ads, it makes it very difficult to do that with success, because if you don't have a clear understanding of who that target audience is, you're just kind of running, you know, you're just kind of flying blind there. And so right. I love the fact that you knew exactly who your target audience is, what their age range is, what they're interested. You said wine and home and garden TV and so forth. And you leverage that in your targeting of your Facebook ads. And so one follow-up question to that is, how long did it take you to get that understanding? And are there any things like specifically that you did to get such a clear understanding of who your target audience is?
Well, I had an advantage. I was an interior designer for about 15 years, and it's a very similar market to my business now. And I know my market. When I was an interior designer, I was in their homes every day, you know, helping them out with different things. So I did have that advantage, but I do encourage people to, interview their customers, ask them what are they into? What are they like? You know, you can do that at a store level.
Yeah. I love that. So, okay. So you were running your video ads, you were targeting your Facebook fans, you're targeting the local geographic region, and you were just using the images to create a quick Facebook video ad, something that's very, very simple to do. And you continue to see success with that, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And this is when it starts to get really interesting, Rick, at this point. Once I created that little collage of photos, I felt brave at that point. You know, I was like, okay, now I'm really getting into this. And I was learning from the mini course that you gave. And so this is when it really got interesting for me. I thought, okay, it's all about video. I keep hearing that, you know, Facebook is really pushing video and everybody's talking about it. So I thought, I really got to get into this video thing. So I hired a videographer. And I did purchase some expensive equipment along the way. And so we set out to make this really elaborate video, right? It was going to be edited and just all these different things.
Okay.
And that was taking forever. You know, the editing process and what I want this, do I want that? Well, while we were waiting for that, which we still don't have, by the way.
Oh, really? You don't have it?
Yeah. No, while we were waiting for that, I thought, I'm going to shoot some footage with my iPhone. I bought this really neat stabilizer that you connect to your iPhone, and it's battery powered, and it makes your iPhone like a stable video camera, and it's got fluid motion, and I think it was $160, but best purchase I ever made. So I started making my own little video with my iPhone, and I'm not techie, as you know. And so I uploaded this footage to my iPad, and I opened iMovie. I had never done anything in iMovie. I'd never edited anything. And I edited a 59-second video all by myself. And that video has targeted video views at the time, and we have over 200,000 local views with that with that simple video that only took an hour or two to make all by myself.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, we got it out so fast, and that's probably all I'll ever do at this point is kind of a real quickie DIY videos that they look real, and I don't know, it was a great thing that I discovered with the iPhone.
So I'm so glad you bring that up, because that's such a great story. We're hearing more and more about this. I mean, we talked about this here in the podcast back on episode number 92 with Owen Video, where that was one thing that he did with one of his clients after hearing a talk that I gave at Social Media Marketing World, where I encourage people to, you know, don't let the obstacle of, all right, I need to make this look perfect, get in the way of getting a video done for your Facebook video ad. And all you really need to do is grab your iPhone, grab your Android phone, you know, whatever, your smartphone has really, really has a great camera in it these days. And just start shooting with that. And you did that. I didn't know that you're still waiting for your professionally done video. Can you give me an idea of what that cost you to do, to the professional one to do?
Well, you know, it depends on who you go with. Yeah. I guess you could say I'm kind of a cheapskate when it comes to this sort of thing.
Okay.
I know you. I had one guy bid $8,000 for a video like that, and but you know, I found a film school student who would work cheaper, and you know, you have to wait longer. But and this film student also helped me edit my very first course, which is 9 modules, and it's very professional looking, and he was a lot cheaper than the $8,000
guy. Good. But you also found that by buying, you said, $160 iPhone stabilizer. I'm going to have you send me the link to that, because I know that you've posted in the Facebook group before, but I want to make sure that I post that and include that in the show notes page for the episode today, so people can check that out.
It was $260.
Oh,
about $260, $290, somewhere in there.
Okay, so it's not exactly cheap. However, you know, it's a one-time purchase and can be, you know, a super savior when you are wanting to record these quick videos for yourself on your iPhone.
Right.
So you did a 59-second video. What did you do in the video? So what did the video look like? What were you shooting in the video? And then what was the goal again of that video?
Well, we have competitors in our industry, and there's probably about 5 companies in America that do what we do, and they've grown. You know, they have about 175 locations each, coast to coast, and our business model is different than theirs. So all these other companies, their business model it's exactly the same. They're all exactly alike, but ours is different. And with the video, I wanted to showcase the differences. And this is kind of funny, but we are targeting their Facebook fans with this video also.
Okay, so you're targeting your competitors' Facebook fans, but are they, I'm assuming that's still geographically targeted?
Correct. They're in our geographic area.
Okay.
And so If somebody has only been to our competitor, they're going to see my video in their newsfeed, and it says, "Why should you come to Sips and Splatters? Watch this 59-second video and find out." And it lists, you know, it goes through all the differences of ours and theirs. So
okay,
yeah,
I love it. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So you're
so the video is just inside my business. I had my favorite. My wife and I like to go to this little wine bar, and our favorite little waitress there and her mom were our actresses, right? Little did I know this girl could actually paint, which was kind of a bonus. But we set up the camera and we followed them into my business, got behind them and followed them in. Mm-hmm. And then we just went through everything that a customer experiences one step at a time as they come to our business, as they go through the 3-hour party, what happens, what does it look like, and people are, you know, can be comfortable with that.
Okay, awesome. So you just kind of took people through what the experience is for when they come into your business.
That's correct.
I love it. And I know that you've recently done this again with, so actually before I ask you that question, with this 59-second video, you had some text on there, correct? So it wasn't just, you know, some music and stuff like that. You used iMovie just to add some simple text to the video as well. Is that right?
Yes, we had the little words that I guess you call motion graphics coming in and out of each scene, and that helped tell a story. And I'll tell you why that's important. I'm not sure the exact statistic, but it's somewhere about 80% of people that see and watch a video on Facebook don't click on it, right? Yep. They don't click to hear the sound. So the most successful videos are going to have words explaining what you're seeing going across the bottom there, and that's the point of having the words. It's very important to get those words in there.
Yeah, I love it. And so did you do that yourself or?
Yeah.
Okay.
iMovie. I mean, I thought that was so complicated. I've been studying this for a couple years, and I was like, how am I ever going to learn how to do that stuff? And And I got in there with iMovie. It was so easy. Nice. Oh my gosh, it was so easy. Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Well, Facebook has a feature now that they've rolled out so that they if you upload the video, they will caption it for you. And it takes like, I think it's like up to 48 hours to get it done, but it's super critical to your point, David, of having that text in there so that it does catch people's attention so that they do want to click that video to listen to it. And even if they don't, they can at least be reading what you're saying in the video to capture their interest. Now, you did that 59-second video. I know you've done another video more recently where you're offering a coupon code or something like that. Is that right?
Yes. And this is sort of the final, or not the final chapter, but this is where we are currently. You know, I've learned a lot from FB Advantage. And one of the things I learned about was tracking ROI, which I know how important that is. I just didn't understand how to do it or how it worked. And so I thought, okay, this next ad, I'm going to figure out a way that I can track sales. And so the difficult part in my business is that the ladies come onto my website and they say to themselves, yes, I want to go to this, but they have to make 17 phone calls to their friends to see when they can come and on and on and on. So visiting the website one time, there's no sale there. It takes two or three times to the website to get a sale. So that's what makes it difficult. So what we did was we created a $5 off coupon code. Because all of our sales are online, we can do that. And then we created a really kind of a neat looking photo, just a picture ad. We got on Canva, I believe it was, and I made that myself and put the $5 coupon code right on this photograph. And it was a bunch of ladies holding their paintings up. It was a really festive picture. But that ad's been running a couple of weeks now. And I believe we're at around $300 ad spend. And I looked, my wife looked this morning and we're at $4,060 ROI on that $300 ad spend. So it's well over 1,000% ROI at this point. You know, you can't get that from your 401k, can you?
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. So take us through real quick the strategy there. So you're running your Facebook ad. Targeted again, all the targeting that we've been talking about, geographically, locally targeting those that ad. You are offering the discount or the coupon code, I should say. So you send them to a landing page, or where do you send them from your Facebook ad?
To the website, to the website basically, and then they from there they go and register. It's a pre-registration system, like a software on our website where they go and they decide when they want to come and they purchase their ticket right there online.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that they're using that code tells us that they've seen our ad.
Oh, because you're putting the code right in the ad.
Right. The code is right there in the ad. So anybody that sees this ad, they don't even have to click on it. They just see it. They can write down that coupon code and go straight to the website.
Gotcha. Okay. So when they're checking out, they're using that coupon code. When they use that coupon code, you're able to say, oh, that person came from my Facebook ad because I'm only using that coupon code.
That's correct.
In my Facebook ads. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Yep. So you are very directly able to measure that ROI of your ad spend.
Very measurable. Awesome. And I'm excited about that because we've not been able to do that up until now.
I love that. I love that. I mean, you've more than, my math is really bad, but you've more than 12x'd your ad spend.
Right.
So where do you go from here? Where do you think, so you've obviously, and I love how we've been talking about this because it's kind of the evolution of how you've leveraged Facebook ads to grow the business. And now you're doing it with being able to track very directly what your ROI is. Do you kind of have an idea of where you're going to go next with this or what?
Yeah, I'm learning as I go. I feel like I'm about maybe 50% of the way there for the things that I would really like to do and to be able to do. But I'd really like to grow my business with this, Rick, this Facebook advertising. And when I say grow, I mean, you know, a noticeable growth year to year, you know, 20% growth in sales. And I'd like to be able to do that via these Facebook ads, which I'm certain that I can. once I figure out exactly how to do it. So I'm still learning in the learning phases, and I'm working on the online business, which I'm very excited about. And you know, I'm going to be learning how to use the pixels and things like that. I'm not quite there yet, but mm-hmm. that's probably my next mountain to climb is how to use these pixels and to be able to track the people where they've been on my website, mm-hmm. who clicked on my ad, how far along did they go in the ad, things like that, and then you can really target those people specifically.
Well, I have no doubt that you're going to be able to do that very, very quickly. I mean, you are a self-proclaimed not very techie person. much very similar to me actually. A lot of people think I'm super techie, and I'm actually not. But you figured it out already. And the thing I love about how you approach this is you try it. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money to kind of see what works. You test some things out to see what works and what doesn't. And, you know, you learn from that. You obviously do more of what is working from your ad spend, which is awesome. One idea I had for you while I was listening to this, David, and talking through this with you, I think that you have a really good, so you're creating this DIY art party course, and you know, you're teaching people how to do this themselves. I think that, and I don't know if we've talked about this yet, but I think it would be kind of cool for you to take people through how you've marketed your own businesses with Facebook ads and give them some ideas and some instruction for how they can do it themselves.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, a lot of people that do internet marketing and sell products online, they have that one really high ticket item, whether it be, you know, personal coaching or whatever. But my high ticket item is selling a franchise of my brick and mortar business. And mm-hmm. I believe that my online business is going to generate leads for that.
Yep. Yep. And in the franchising, and I don't know much about like how to, you know, when you're putting together like franchise packages and all that sort of thing, but mm-hmm. it might also be very helpful for you to include in that, if there is some sort of franchising package, how you did this, how you grew mm-hmm. your own businesses with Facebook ads, and kind of do a Facebook ads lesson in there. So that
absolutely.
It's granted it changes, but the strategy is still the same, and you can kind of take that sort of cut and paste attitude to it, and share with people what you did. Here's what the strategy is. Here's how to do it, and here's how you can do it for your own business.
Absolutely, and I think that's going to be a big selling point. And you know, we're going to have all this material that we can use. You know, like that 59-second video I made, I can pass that along to my franchisees, and it's done already. You know, they just put it out there. I show them, you know, exactly which buttons to click and get it out there and get it running.
I love it, David. Will you send me the links to those two ads, the 59-second video ad, and then also the coupon code ad? I want to include those on the show notes page so that people can come over there and check out to see what you did with those.
Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. David, super, super interesting conversation. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can people connect with you, learn more about the business, and do you have a link set up yet for the online course that you're doing?
No, it's not up yet. Okay. We're still loading videos onto Kajabi and, me being low tech. It takes a little while for me, but it's getting there. We've got about 30 videos uploaded there, and we're just going to try to structure it correctly and get price tags on everything. And then, you know, start the whole process of Facebook advertising and drawing customers to that website, and we'll be good to go.
I love it. What's the business URL though? So if somebody wants to come over and check out the business.
My brick and mortar business is SIPS, SIPS, mm-hmm. the letter N and the word splatters, splatters.com.
Got it. Awesome. I'll link that up in the show notes page. And when you're ready for the course, I'll go back in and we'll get that link on this, on the episode. Are on the show notes for this episode today so that people can check that out if they're interested in doing that. David, thank you again so much. This has been a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rick. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one with David today. As I mentioned at the top of the show, if you are a local business owner, I want to invite you to a brand new live online training that I'm going to be doing all about how brick and mortar business owners can use Facebook ads to grow your business. I'm going to be doing 3 live online trainings over Wednesday, July 27th and Thursday, the 28th. I'm going to be doing 2 on Wednesday, the 27th and 1 on Thursday, the 28th. So if you'd like to register for this free live online training, just go over to rickmulready.com/local training. Again, rickmulready.com/local training, and you can sign up for a day and time that works best for you right there. Or you can text in the word local training. That's one word, local training, to 44222, and we'll get you registered for a day and time that works best for you. We'll actually, when you text that in, we'll actually send you over the registration form so you can choose a day and time that works best for you right there. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Coming up on the podcast in the next episode, local business owner Adam Sand is going to join me to share how he's using Facebook ads to grow his roofing business in Western Canada. For years now, Adam's been using Google AdWords to market his business. And until recently, he started using Facebook ads, and his results with Facebook ads are blowing away his Google AdWords campaigns. So we're going to break everything down for you coming up in the next episode. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.